Blog Talk Radio.
Live on air now, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Angel Ann, Psychic Secrets Radio. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff. Untangle your questions with direct and honest answers. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Psychic Secrets Radio Show with your host, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Psychic Angel Ann. We are a live call-in worldwide radio show coming live to you every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are broadcasting today from New York, USA, and Stockholm, Sweden. If you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that discusses all spiritual topics, and we love to chat about any and all matters. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff, no kidding. Call in now at 563-999-3569. International callers may dial plus 1-563-999-3569. Call in for questions and free mini readings live on air. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show or listen live at blogtalkradio.com/psychicsecretsradio.
Hi, everybody, and again, I'm so thrilled to welcome all of you to Psychic Secrets Show with hosts Psychic Zelda Kelly and Psychic Angel Ann. And today we have April 1st, and I have been fooled today. I'm going to tell you all about it a little bit later. That's so funny. I just stepped straight into that trap, right? I haven't fooled anyone, but I'm considering doing it, to be honest. And today we're going to talk about, do you see dead people? And no, we are not going to have April's Fool with anyone here. We promise that, right? So, yeah, that's so funny. And as Zelda announced, we are taking your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. And once again here, we would love to talk to you. So call in at 563-999-3569. International callers dial plus 1-563-999-3569. You can also listen live at blogtalkradio.com/psychicsecretsradio. And if you scroll down on the episode page, the episode for today, you find a chat room. And sometimes it doesn't work as we want it to, but we are going to join you there, or Zelda is going to join you, because if it's going, both of us is going to crash. That's what we learned, right? But anyway, now let me bring on my beautiful, wonderful, best in the world co-host for Psychic Secrets Show, Psychic Zelda Kelly, all the way from Georgia. I know you haven't left Georgia yet.
Hi, beautiful. How are you? I haven't yet. Hi, and thank you so much for that wonderful intro. No, I haven't left yet. I'm still working on the manifestation of the house. It's getting much closer, and I'll definitely be documenting all of that as we go forward. But all is well today, and I'll tell you what, we started out with a very bombastic morning. The United States has been getting hit with a lot of tornadoes, and we pray for those people that are suffering that have been hit over the last 48 hours and really has devastated many, many towns and many states. And we were getting the tail end of that this morning, and I'll tell you, it was really rocking and rolling. It was booming, and the kiddies were, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to stay in bed. And it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and the kitties were there with me, and I made sure that my phone was charging just in case, and that, you know, we were safe. But it rolled on through. We got a really nice rain shower, and now it is 74 degrees here, which is just so sensational. It is just beautiful. And let me give you that in the Celsius, 23 degrees here, Celsius.
Oh, wow. It is
a beautiful, it's just stunning. But for you, Anne, I have that it's 2 degrees. Is it 2 degrees for you, Celsius?
I don't know. It's -1, to be honest, with you.
Oh, okay. Ah, okay. So that is about 33 degrees Fahrenheit, for those of you who are listening. I'll tell you, it is cold there, my darling. Come over anytime. You know you're welcome.
I'm on
Come on
way.
Over.
I have my suitcase ready.
Good.
I'm coming.
Good. You're more than
and
welcome.
And, you know, someone the other day said to me, happy spring day. And I said, yeah, thank you.
If you would just warm up just a bit, right? Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
Exactly.
But, you know,
it is funny.
But it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon here. So our differences, maybe you were a little warmer earlier because what is it for you, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock there in the evening?
Nine o'clock?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, it may warm up, but I know you're ready to go back to Greece where it's a little warmer. So that will be wonderful.
Oh,
I'm glad for you.
That's an understatement.
I know it. Bless your heart. I know it. So how are other things today, my darling? What else is going on? What else do we have going on?
Yeah, I have something funny to say because I have a dear friend here. I have many friends, of course, but there's someone, actually, we are close. It's like crutches to each other. One is helping out the other when we need to, right? It's nice to have people. We're not blood family, but we actually feel like blood family. And he texted me. I was in my balcony, and he texted me, can you open the door? I'm on the balcony because I have a big balcony going to other apartments as well on the other side, right? So I was very confused.
Oh.
He said, I'm here. Can you open the door? The doorbell doesn't function. And I kind of, you know, when you start thinking, I said to myself, what's happening here? And I went to the door and I tried to figure out what time did he text me because I didn't hear anything. And I didn't see it, so I wasn't sure. But it was only a few minutes, and I called him. And he said, April.
Oh, he got you good. Well, I was thinking of a wonderful memory that I had when I was a little girl and my dad. And we'd always fall for it because we always had this. My family was very funny. And we loved to laugh, and there was always joking and carrying on, going on, and my dad and grandpa loved April Fool's Day. And so my dad would get gum, you know, wrapped in the little foil and in the paper, and he would take a little piece of cardboard and wrap it into the gum wrapper, take the gum out, wrap the cardboard. And my sister and I would fall for it every year because we were never allowed to have gum. So when he ordered or when he offered to give us gum, we gladly took it. We opened it up and it was like, oh, and he would write April Fools on the piece of cardboard. My grandpa would do just little prank things like that. You know, my grandpa would show up and would be wearing his shoes on the opposite feet to, you know, make us kids laugh and, you know, this sort of thing. So, yes, good memories on April Fool's Day. Yes.
I have one very short, and I did this. I was a very kind and nice kid, but sometimes I was very mischievous, right? So my mother had a friend over, a female friend, and I had one little tiny marmalade candy. You know, they are kind of soft, so you can actually cut them, right? So what I did, I wanted to offer that to her, but I wanted to play a joke with her as well. So I cut it, and I filled it with salt.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That is funny. Oh,
it
my
is
goodness.
Funny.
That is funny. Well, you know, I did a little video today, and if you're on YouTube or if you're on Facebook, you can stop on over to our Psychic Secrets. It is now Psychic Secrets Studio page. And we'll talk about that in a minute, but I posted this video on there today. And, you know, I did a little bit of research about April Fool's Day. And April Fool's Day is nobody knows what the origin is. Nobody knows why it became such a prank. The only thing that they can think of now is going back to the 16th century when Europe was changing over from the Julian calendar into the Gregorian calendar. And, of course, obviously, we didn't have internet or anything else back then. So a lot of Europe and a lot of different countries were kind of behind the times. And so that became a joke, and they would call it because they would start a celebration for a spring celebration for March 31st going into April, and most people would miss it because they went from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. So they began calling them April fishes, and the reason is because they took the bait, or they were very gullible, and then it became later on April Fools. And then in the early 1900s, the media caught on, and they began posting until it backfired on a New York huge, great big newspaper. And I didn't put this in the video, but it backfired because of a newspaper posted that someone dug a tunnel and took out $250 million from the U.S. Treasury, and the U.S. was broke. And instead of people taking that as a joke, they took it very seriously. And boy, that newspaper got a lot of backlash. They had to really print and calm everybody down and everything else. So the joke was really on them. So, you know, oh, yeah, that wasn't really a good joke. But anyway.
I would call that karma.
So here we are.
Right? So
good.
How about just mention a little bit what we talked about last show?
I think we talked about orbs, the origins,
yes,
the origination, what are they? That was a great show because a lot of things came out. And I actually found the two videos of my cat seeing orbs in the place that I'm in right now. I'm in this haunted, I mean, I might as well just say it, Anne knows it. I'm in a haunted Airbnb. And I posted the videos of the orbs, and you can see those also on Psychic Secret Studio if you head on over there to our Facebook page. And it was a great show because, you know, a lot of things came out that either I had forgotten or really didn't even think of. And Anne, you have seen orbs too flying around, haven't you?
Yeah, I have seen many orbs actually. And I also had a cat. Now I have many cats, but they're not coming in. They're living outside. That's in Greece. But, you know, you can see when things are, even if you can't see with your physical eyes, maybe all the time, because we need to have a certain light or something, but you can see them, orbs, right? But you definitely can see when you take pictures and videos and things of that nature. It's not dust, because, you know, dust doesn't move in a way an orb does, right? So it's kind of fascinating.
Right.
It's really fascinating. Yeah. It's a manifestation of energy, basically, right?
Yes, it is. And a manifestation, I believe, of a lesser, how do I want to say, a lesser entity. Because usually they're not human born. And they're trying to manifest into something much bigger. So anyway, so there we go. Yes.
Yes.
So there we are.
There we are. So, what do you say? Moving on to today's topic.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes.
Do you see dead people? I think that's interesting. And what are really seeing dead people? How does that function? What is it? Or do you want just to start with something else? I give you the word today, my lady.
Well, thank you so much. But, you know, that's a famous line from a movie that Bruce Willis was in called The Sixth Sense. I see dead people.
Yes.
This little boy was, you know, talking. And that was a very good movie. I've got to say, it's a very good movie. There are only two movies in this world that scared me, and I still will not watch them. But moving aside from that, I'm going to say this for me because it's my own belief system, and I know everybody really has their own belief system in this, and there's not really a way to measure it. I mean, obviously we have a lot of equipment nowadays that we can go out. We hear what they call disembodied voices, or we hear something, or we take a picture. But I agree with Albert Einstein on the paranormal, meaning that everything is energy, and energy cannot be created or destroyed. It just moves on. It just moves on. And I believe that the energy from many of the people that we love or know, or even in abandoned places, are sometimes held by other energy, or it is considered what we call an energy loop. Do people show up? We're getting into a topic that I think could really branch out. But I also believe that many people that do believe that they see loved ones and so forth, I'm not the judge. I believe that God can. My son had an experience after his father died. And I do believe that God can do that, but it is not an ongoing thing. I believe the soul and the spirit, and the spirit is the intellect of the soul, like the mind is the intellect of our bodies, moves on to a different dimension because we cannot function in this dimension. There is actually a gateway, a portal. There is you pass through, and you're on the other side for good reason. I do not believe things linger. People linger here. Now, this brings up the real touchy subject, and there are those entities that are not human-born that wish to be and will never be that energy of a human who will mimic, who will shape-shift, who will pretend, if you want to, and come through. Now, if you say, yes, but this, it has to be my love relative because this person only knows this about me. Believe me, on that other dimension, your senses, your eyesight is open, and you see and know everything. So it's not like it's exclusive to that particular, I'm going to say, person, well-being. So I guess here's my take on this. We are to be very cautious and careful if things show up. And I've had this happen. And, you know, we are supposed to question in the name of God, in the name of Jesus, what this entity is. Because if it's not there for good purpose, it has to leave. You have to question it. You know, there is such this thing of the Witch of Endor in the book of Samuel, where we are not supposed to call back the dead. We're not. It's just not something that we should be doing. Do I go on paranormal investigations? Absolutely. Do I know that there are energy loops of other people that show? Absolutely, I do that. So why do I do it? Well, I'm not calling back the dead. What I want to do is investigate, and that's why I'm there. Why is this happening? Why is this energy lingering? is this energy loop. Now, other people can actually attract. If we lose someone close to us and we are totally distraught, you can hang on to that person's energy, and that can also come to you. So those are my thoughts. But have I had experiences in seeing? Yes, and mainly it's in dream state. Same thing with my son. Yes, it is in dream state. So I'm going to hand the floor to you, my dear, because I think in many ways you're much more knowledgeable than myself in this. And
No pressure, right? Thank you.
No pressure.
But you know,
no pressure.
I believe like you do, and, you know, I have to be honest, because if I'm going to take messages, I believe that we can receive messages from the other side, but it's not going to be, if we're going to see a picture, a vision or something, that's going to be an energy. I prefer to work through my guides and angels, and there's a reason for that, and that's the same reason as Miss Zelda said, because I want to know who's coming forward. That's my shield, you know. And there's,
yes,
I have to eat this at a later stage probably, but I always say there's nothing to be afraid of. I mean by that no one can come and really, you know, cut our throat or something
right.
of that nature. And now I'm being very blunt. I'm so sorry. But they can And, you know, they can create a whole lot of disturbance, and they can make you feel sick even, because what happens usually is we have vulnerable things in our bodies, and that's going to be where these things can attach, because there's a weakness there, right? And because our body is actually our vehicle, it is not created for eternity. It doesn't mean that we cannot live a long life and get really old, right? We can, but it's not made for eternity. Why? The soul is eternal and will always exist, and the soul is already perfect. So I'm very prone to lean to what Miss Zelda said, that it's energy, because I always state that everything is energy. And when we are picking something up, if we want to have someone coming through, as we say, we may state it in that way, but it's going to be through a filter, it's going to be coming through. For me, that's going to be through my guides and angels.
Yes.
So that I'm sure that it's not something, because I have had kind of a bunch of experiences too. And, you know, you learn, and even if you think you know a lot, sometimes you just run into something and then you need to deal with it. So I think we need to have a great deal of respect. I'm very, I rephrase that. I usually call anything on the other side, you can have a name for it, you can call it entities. It doesn't mean that there's a soul or a spirit or something, you can call it anything, right? The entity is a good word, I think, because it's energy. And we need to actually be very respectful. So for me also, and that's how I learned when I did go somewhere many moons ago, if you can channel things, if you can get messages, how things can work and how it's going to come. But I did, after a couple of years, actually determine for myself that I don't want to have that kind of cue here, entities pretending that they are someone, because I can tell you guys one of my experiences that was kind of, I don't know exactly, many years ago, maybe 8 years ago, something of that nature. And I could sense that something was around me, because usually if we are sensitive, we can sense and we can pick up there's something here, right? But I couldn't really catch it. I mean, catch it so I could get a vision of it or something. And the thing is that these things can be quite sneaky. So they can play, seek, and hide with us. I don't say this to scare anyone, but it is my experience, and I know that Miss Zelda has experienced that too. So what happened was that at one stage, actually in the bathroom, and I was cleaning my hands, right? And then I just saw something, so I caught it. And I immediately called upon my guides and Mother Mary, because she has a very powerful method. You can call upon Mother Mary and ask for her holy white fire. She's going to hold you, and she's going to purify anything, and she's going to help you to get rid of anything that is a little bit negative, right? So
yes.
That was a very nasty thing, but you can catch them, and it's a good thing to know that we don't call upon these things, because we don't want things to disturb us, and they can really disturb us, and you can have even physical things, like, you know, you get something attached to you. It's called an attachment as well, and everything is not of the positive kind in our universe, but it doesn't also mean that we are walking around being afraid, because fear attracts a whole lot of things too. So we need simply to acknowledge certain things, honor what we are dealing with, and not kind of cross the line. So you know, you never ever call on dead people, never. If they come and send a message through someone else, like a guide or something, yeah, that may be, but it's still going to be an energy.
Yes.
It's not like they're physically coming, right? You can meet up when you are dreaming. That's very common, actually. And I think that because we go away to another dimension, another plane, we can actually have a sense that we actually meet up with each other. But it's still going to be energy, because we are still in our body and they are still where they are. But we can have the energies interact with each other, right? Yes, Miss Elda, what do you say?
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And, you know, coming back, you know, because I think we're living in a time where so many of us miss our loved ones. And many times I'll hear, you know, are you a medium? You know, and I'll joke and say, I'm a happy medium. And they'll say, I want to know. I'm just going to say, yesterday I had a person, I want to know about my mother. Does she see what's going on in my love life? Now, I had to warn her, because by saying that, you can actually attract an energy that can pretend that they're mom and see what's going on with you, because you have to realize that this is a different mindset. You're dealing with two different dimensions, and there are many others. Some of these entities that come along, and even some paranormal investigators, forget that there are several dimensions. You have a lower astral. You have, you have a higher vibrating. You have, you know, there's everything from orbs to black masses. Most generally, 99.9% of the time, it cannot be explained. And I know the next thing you're going to say, but I hear voices, but this person talks to me. Things are moved. You would be very surprised, other dimension. In fact, I'm going to say this, and I'm included, of all of the dimensions, we are the dimension that is least knowledgeable. And it's because there's been a part of our brain that has been closed off. And I believe it's because we couldn't handle what we already know. See, we have a perfect spiritual DNA. Where we came from is perfect. Where we go back to is perfect. We're just now in this meat suit that we call a body, having a human experience, but we are also this spirit, the soul, and that's why we go back to where we were created from. What happens when you think that you've got a loved one hanging around and there's moving things and whatever? I'm going to say this, and that is, a good percentage of the time of the people that I know that feel that they have a loved one there that is just hanging out, have, if you dig deep, they have financial problems, grave financial problems. They have problems with being able to socialize with other people. They have problems with their health. They have problems with, especially in their home, and especially with plumbing going awry, breaking down, water problems, electrical problems. And it's because these entities that are energy that are trying to manifest draws from that. Now, Anne, you said something, pardon me, and I'm going to take a little sidestep here. You were talking about being in your water closet or in your bathroom washing your hands. And things,
yes.
You can, you know that things come. One of my biggest areas, yes, one of my biggest areas is a hallway bathroom that generates the majority of the paranormal that I have here in this Airbnb. And it's because I'm convinced that there's a concentration of electricity and there's a concentration of water that comes through this hall bathroom, because the master bathroom is also tied into that hall bathroom, as well as the electrical. And it is below the upper unit that is above me that has grave problems. It is right directly below their bathroom as well, with a vent system that if you stand in there and anyone above me is either talking or near the bathroom or in the bathroom, you unfortunately can hear. You can hear many things, but there's a concentration of that energy. But back to what I was saying, this causes problems, number one, because we're commanded not to do it. It's not that we're asked or maybe. We are commanded not to bring back the dead. That's number one. Number two, I believe that our loved ones, when they leave here, they've got a job to do. They may be able to send back a message, hey, I'm okay, I'm great. But sometimes that's the last of it, because they've moved on. And when we get to that point in our lives and we're transitioning over, we will move on too. We really won't want anything to do with this world. And we will know instinctively that we will see our loved ones again. We're told in the word that we will recognize our loved ones. We look like we do now, except I hope that I'm about 10 pounds thinner and that my hair is a little longer. But other than that, so I'll get off my pulpit and my pedestal now. But that's how I really feel. My son, after his father passed away from a disease that took him within days after it had incubated and came out, and it took him very quickly, came back into my son in a dream, and he was four, and described to me what my husband was wearing at the time, and it happened to be the same clothing that I brought home sealed in a paper bag that I did not even open. So do I believe that happened? Yes. The message that my husband gave my son was, I have to go now. I love you. Your mom loves you. She's going to take care of you. You're going to grow up to be a fine man. I'll see you one day. And the next thing, basically like that, my husband is patting him on the head. They were on the floor of my son's bedroom playing with a train set. And the next thing you know, my son said he heard footsteps, and my husband was gone. And that was the last he'd ever seen of him. So
I have to add something after you. Please,
okay.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no. Please do. I'm finished.
Okay. So there's also, many people do believe that when loved ones cross over and they transition over to the other side, they are going to be there their guides, and they can, if that's their mission. But very often we are have dedicated guides to guide us when we are here. So we have guides. They are higher beings. They usually have had earthly experiences, so they are familiar with the density of the energy and everything in our world, right? But they are dedicated. It's like we take on a job here. That's what they do on the other side. So they assign themselves to be. And I think this is good because everyone may not be suitable to be a personal guide for many reasons, right? So we need someone who are dedicated. And we usually have an inner circle of guides. Then we can have guides that come and go, but they are, there are actually sometimes loved ones that step in, but very, very often not. So we have our guides that we can trust and they can show us. And they are higher beings. And that's a real difference with that. So we can feel secure, and no one can actually try to pretend to be them, right?
That's right.
It's not in the same way as with a transitioned loved one. So, yes, that's the only thing I wanted to add.
I think that's an excellent point, Anne, that you've made, because I have heard where many people say, oh, well, my loved one went on and now they're my guide. That most likely is very rare. It can be a guide giving you the energy, so maybe you listen.
Yes.
But
yes,
we are assigned angels and guides, you know. And I have to bring up this, and boy, I am really bad, and I apologize, and I think it's in the book of Hebrew, but I stand corrected if it's not, and many of you probably know it. But we are told to be cautious and careful of everyone that we meet, because we may be entertaining angels unaware. And I believe that many times we can come face to face with our angel or our guide, and as a lesson, it's going to be, how do we treat others? How, and that, boy,
yes,
this could be another show. But
yes,
but coming
actually
back, Dan, thanks for bringing that up, because I think that we get, and for many of you out there that are struggling with the loss of someone, believe me, I struggle, and I struggle with the loss of my little fur babies, but pardon me. For those of you who are, and pollen is here, shoo, you can hear in my voice, pardon me. So for those of you who are struggling with the loss of someone, even a little fur baby that you have lost, can be any time. I want you to really think of where they are now and not where they used to be. That will help you with getting through and with moving on. Because if you think of them, your loved ones, being pain-free, being young, being happy, being with other family members, you, pardon me, that is going to really do something, because it doesn't make any difference. We are all assigned to transition. One day we will all do that. And the best thing for all of us to do is think of where they are now instead of where they used to be. That will help with that pain of the loss and thinking, oh, I miss you, I miss you. And yes, you can miss them. There's nothing wrong with mourning someone. But at the same time, I know this sounds horrible, but be happy that they, pardon me, are away
home,
from the pain home of this world. Yes, and they are back home. That's why we have this longing. They're back home. And they're with family,
yeah, they
from many, many, many generations. Many generations,
yes,
before us. So, and pardon my voice, my goodness. So, yes, Anne, my darling.
Yes.
This is
okay.
A good
so,
subject for today.
I think that was a really good subject, and I think it's interesting, and I think I just want to add something, and then we can move on and continue. Just a few announcements after that, and then we start to grab calls, right? But it is
okay.
Comforting, actually, and in my sense, it is true. When spirit transitions over to the other side, they go back home. This is not our real reality. On the other side, that's our real home. And there's peace. There's a very different way of seeing things. There's a different perception. It's not this kind of stressful, dense energy. And we are living without, you know, we come into this world without even a compass to navigate, right? So we don't have access
right.
to our soul memory. We don't bring anything with us. So that's very comforting. And spirit always have, you know, coming back home is the best thing for everyone. So that,
yeah.
that is comforting. It doesn't mean that we don't miss them. Of course we do. We grieve, we mourn, and we cry, and it's sad. But, you know, we also need to give them, you know, that space and honor them that because they did the transition and they are
yes.
back home. So
yes.
that's my final word.
If I can have one final word, I've got to ask
okay.
you about a Greek word that I know that it is in the manuscripts, and I know that you speak and are fluent in Greek. And I know that
okay.
many of you hear in the Word of God where it says Jesus is talking about in my house, or in heaven, basically, there are many mansions.
Yeah.
And people translate that differently because we come into the world with nothing and we literally leave. The only thing we take with us are our works here on earth. Now, the Greek,
yeah.
in the Greek manuscript that I have studied, and I don't speak Greek, so it takes me a while, where Jesus is in my house, there are many mansions. The Greek word where they use to translate mansion is it manos, and whatever the Greek word is, and I'll,
okay.
It means resting places. It does
okay.
not mean that we're going to be up there and by the level of our work, some people get an apartment and another people get a mansion. It means in the translation of the word, in my house, there are many mansions. Manos, I think, is the word, and I stand corrected if that's not quite correct, but that means resting places. And that's what we're supposed to be doing, yes, on the other side, is resting in the word. Going and,
yeah.
and being together once again. That's what it's all about. So be careful for those of you who feel, and I'm not saying you're wrong, and I don't want to debate anyone, and this is not to hurt anyone's feelings, but be careful for those of you who feel that you still have a family member hanging around. Just be careful. Just be careful. That's all I can say. And wish them, because we're the only ones that want our family members still here. They actually want to move on. Anyway, that was my last
yes.
word. Finally, right? Right, Anne? That was my last word. Finally.
Oh,
yes,
my God.
Zelda,
finally.
Zip it. Finally. Oh,
just,
my gosh. Zelda, zip it.
I'm just kidding
go.
You. So let's do some very quick announcements, and then we move on to the calls, okay? Very, very
yes,
quick.
Sounds great. Good. Thank you.
You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio. If you'd like to connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at Extension 11 or Psychic Angel Ann Extension 16, we do phone readings, video readings, and text chat readings. You can find us at PsychicSecrets.com or you may call us directly at +1-888-695-5239.
So, Miss Zelda, we have some announcements we promised last week. Do you want to do them? Because I think you're going to express it better than I do. And then we grab the calls, right? Fast.
So are we talking about our revamping? Because I certainly don't want to announce something that takes you by surprise.
Yes.
Okay. We are excited to announce for all of you that we are not leaving Psychic Secrets Radio Show. We will have this still up and running. You can listen to our past podcast, and we'll still be adding to this. However, pardon me, we are now going to be doing a live podcast in which you'll be able to see Angel Ann and myself live on air, talking with you, interacting. We will start this April 15th. We will be going live simultaneously from our Facebook page, which is, pardon me, which is Psychic Secrets Studio. Head on over there. Join us. Say hello to us. We're going to go live. We'll be simultaneously live on my page, Psychic Zelda Kelly. And also for those YouTubers out there, you can see us on YouTube, and that will be through my page, Psychic Secrets, Psychic Zelda Kelly, and then we will also be doing it on the official Psychic Secrets page, which is Secrets Mystery Manor. This will be at 11 o'clock p.m. Saturday night. That's right. It's going to be late Saturday night. That way we can catch all of you West Coast folks, and it'll be about 8 o'clock your time. And we can catch a lot more people because we're growing, and we've had a lot of people request to see us. And so I'm going to tell you, I'm warning you now. I'm warning you now. You'll get to see us. So anyway, we're going to start this on Saturday, April the 15th. We'll have our last show here on Saturday, the same time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and then we're going to be transitioning from that moment, Saturday night, April 15th at 11 p.m. You will see us live on YouTube and live on Psychic Secrets Studio. We'll try to get some type of link up here for you as well, and so that way you can definitely keep contact with us, because that's what we want you to do. But I think this is going to be more conducive for many of you to be able to follow. We're still going to be seeing your questions. We're still going to be interacting with you, and probably even better. So don't worry. You don't have to be on camera. It will be Angel Ann and myself that will be on the camera. Oh, joy for me, right? Something that I really don't like to do, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And we invite you to come over there, because we're going to have a lot of fun. And we're going to talk about the same subjects and probably even get a little deeper and a little bit more interesting. So come on over there, and we can't wait to bring that to you. So it will be from Psychic Secrets Studio, and it is our new podcast. And we thank you so much for listening right now and coming over there. We love your support, and thank you. So we're excited about bringing that to you.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for the great presentation.
You're welcome.
And we are excited. So are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready. I know everyone is ready. I'm ready, my dear.
Good. So I think we just start to grab some calls, because we are a little bit behind. I know we both love to talk, right? So there's no kind of stop.
Yes. That's okay. So we'll do our best.
Yes, we do our best. So let's go to area code 205. Area code 205. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi,
Hello?
Ladies. Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, we hear
Hi.
You.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is from Alabama, and I would just like to. Yes, you're welcome.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
I would just like to know what do you see as far as relationship, life partner, and another contract, work contract in the medical field. I work by contract, and I haven't had one since the end of July. I'm sorry, not July, but January. And I just wanted to know what did you see in those two areas.
Absolutely.
Please and thank you.
Okay. Absolutely. Ms. Elder, you want to start or you want me to start?
I don't mind. Whatever you want to do is fine. Pardon
Go
me.
Ahead.
Okay. The first card, I've got to say this. Bravo to you. And I've got three energies here that I want to talk to you about real quickly. Is I've got an Aries energy, a Leo energy, and a Taurus energy. So what does that mean? And you may not even be those signs, but what does that mean? Well, it means that your strength is getting you through this. You will have a new contract and a new offer. And I'm going to say you may have to wait a little longer. It does look like before about the third week of April going into May, so you've got another 2 or 3 weeks to go yet. But I'm also going to say that this is a wonderful contract for you, and I can tell that you're in the medical arts because of the healing energy that you have. You're working to bring it through. You are definitely working on your spiritual life as well, praying, understanding things going forward. I've got to say, there is a brand new beginning. You have two cards here. I've got to say this. You've got the High Priestess and the Hierophant. Those two cards are each other's counterpart. That means that this is a confirmation. You're on the right track. You're on the right path. You're in the right career. And if you can just wait a little longer, you're going to have your way and a contract that's going to last you a little longer than what I think you expect. So, my dear Anne, what are you coming up with?
Okay, I agree with you. And I feel that there is a time I'm being shown the same thing, but in different wording, like usual, right? So, Miss Patricia, it feels like many things have been going on unseen, and that usually I have a way of saying it like behind the scenes, behind the curtain, right? So there are good things coming for you. It's going to be a sudden change, and you're going to find that offer in the medical field that you're looking for. I feel it's going to be around the time frame Ms. Zelda said. It's not going to take a long time. It's kind of in the energy already. I see victory, success. I can see also that you are recognized for your work. And sometimes we can feel like we just give up because it takes time before things manifest. So don't give up. It doesn't mean anything is wrong or you're not doing enough or anything. It's just about timing sometimes. And we are actually the only place, I think, in the universe who are living with a timeline. And that really feels bad sometimes because that's how it works here, right? But things are on their way. When it comes to the romance, I get a feeling that there is someone coming in for you. I don't know. Do you have someone currently? You don't have someone currently that you're thinking about?
I've taken time away out of a relationship for about 4 years. So I'm ready now. I'm ready and open for a serious relationship now.
I have a sense that you meet someone through friends. So it's not someone you know, but it's someone, a friend of a friend or acquaintance of a friend or something of that nature. And I feel that it's going to be within a couple of months. So you're going to get to know someone. You're going to feel a wonderful connection with this person, to be honest with you. And I feel that you give this a good shot. and get to know each other and take it from there. And you're going to feel connected with each other. And I don't mean, of course, they're going to be love and romance and everything of that nature, but you're going to really feel like, okay, I found something. This have more depth than what I'm used to experience. And that's a good thing, right? So, you know, when we feel like it's my person, right? So I hope, Miss Patricia, that makes sense. And thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you, ladies. That was beautiful. Thank you for the message.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Blessings.
All right, you too,
blessings,
darling.
You
have
too.
A great weekend. Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
So, a great first call, right? So let's move on with the next. Area code 646. Area code 646. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, it's Chicken.
Hello?
I'm calling from the Italian. Hello?
Hello, sorry,
hey.
I can't hear your name. Yes, please. Okay. I think that the caller dropped, so we try someone else here.
We go. Okay, wonderful.
That. So we go to area code, it's another 646. Area code 646. Hi, caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Carla. Thank you so much, Anne and Zelda. I've spoken to you in the past, and I had gotten a very positive reading. I'm trying to sell my condo, and in the past, you gals were very positive and said it would sell soon. And I think that was back in around January. And we did get an offer, but it kind of fell flat because the potential buyer really didn't have the funds to pursue it. So in the meantime, we lowered our price, and I'm just wondering what you see now in the cards for me in terms of getting a good offer and actually getting into contract, because I want to be in contract before I purchase another property.
Okay.
Michelle, I want to start. Or you to start? Yes. Okay.
Oh, well, it's up to you, my darling. You can start. Go ahead this time.
Thank you. So you talked more about a contract. I'm sorry, I didn't pay. I'm multitasking today, so I'm doing other things at the same time. So you're talking about work, or are you talking about contract, selling your house?
Yes, selling my condo. Yes, yes. I talked to you back in, I think it was around January, end of December, January, and you guys had said it would sell very quickly, like you saw something very, you know, happening soon, and really nothing happened except for one potential buyer, which the deal fell flat. They didn't have the funds. So I'm trying to get an offer on my condo. I can go into contract here on this condo. Once I have an accepted offer, I can get into contract and I'd feel more stable, and then I would be able to purchase another property, a home. So that's what I'm waiting for.
A
strong offer. Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ms. Carla. And
sure.
I'm sorry it didn't come through yet, but sometimes, you know, it can be in our energy that things are going to come, and then there are other things that are not feeling in that energy. So it takes longer time than we actually think or want or desire, or even what we can read sometimes, right? So
I
think that's the most tricky part, to set timelines. But I feel that you are going to sell it. And there is some sort of emotional energy behind you. I don't necessarily feel it's connected to you. It may be for the other people who are.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm also hearing the word team player when we are interacting with others. And I feel that maybe that was what happened. I do, however, see that you have the foundation of everything. I see good energies like an important achievement. And I also see that this circle that had been opened of selling your house is going to be completed. I don't feel it's going to take a long time, to be honest with you. I see number four connected with this. Number four stands for me both for the foundation of something that it feels like it's really founded, that is going to come soon. But I would also place number four to the month of April. So I hope that makes sense to you. I see strength as well, so that's a good sign. So let's see what Miss Zelda has.
Okay, great.
Well, as always, I am blown away at what Miss Anne has to say, because I have the Four of Wands here. And the Nine of Cups. The Four of Wands is a home card. And it is.
Right.
And if you're seeing 11-11, but I have the Nine of Cups beside it, and I'm going to say, I feel that this will be the month. I'm going to really go out on a limb here, Miss Carla, and say, I think you're going to get a contract in April. What I do see is that this has caused you more stress and duress than what you would even bargain for. And I want you, because there's been some sleepless nights, because you're anxious. Yeah. And I think if you can just take a breath, relax, this is all going to come through. This is just a temporary time. I do feel there's going to be almost an enlightenment. And I think lowering your price, and I have to also say, and don't tell me, but I think there may be a 9 or a 4. You've got 3 9s here in your reading. So I think there's going to be 9s and possibly a 4, possibly a 7 in the price.
I see.
That you're going to be selling it for. So I don't know what combination that is. That's up to you, and it's not our business.
Right.
But what I will say is I feel that April is definitely going to be your month. That's what it looks like.
I hope so. Yeah, the sleepless nights were because there were a couple of homes that we really wanted to make an offer on, but we couldn't until this art. Place here ourselves, you know. We didn't want to take on two costs of two homes. That wouldn't be practical.
Sure.
So yeah, so I was very positive, and my husband would basically he was positive, and now I just told him that I just found out a couple of homes that we really, really liked, which we saw last weekend, just went off the market because they were grabbed up. Somebody else made an offer and they accepted it. So he was very disappointed, and I heard him for the first time today say, I'm really frustrated. And I said, I join you. It has been a test of patience, to say the least. And I am basically a patient person, but, you know, I'm losing it. So I said, let me call these guys and see what they say.
I understand. I understand.
Yeah.
But just the last word before we move on is When you feel like you've lost the house, I don't want you to feel like you've lost the house. I want you to feel like you have gained, because believe me, the home that you're going to have is so far above your expectations, you're going to be very happy that you've waited. And I want you to look at it like that. Yes. Yes.
I hope so.
You're
going
to be happy.
So. Oh, perfect.
I know so.
I do believe that.
Thank you,
Carla.
Keep us.
Thank you.
Keep
I believe
us posted.
That. Missed opportunities happen for a reason. So, yes, I shall.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Anne, and thank you, Zelda, and have a fabulous weekend. And I really appreciate it.
And
take
you
care.
Too.
Yes, stay
you
warm.
Too.
Thank
Thanks
you so
a
much.
Lot, Carla.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, let's go back to the caller that dropped here. So let's go back to another area code, 646. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hi.
Hey, this is Stacy. I'm calling from New York City. How are you ladies doing this afternoon?
Good.
How
are
fine,
you?
Thank you. Hi.
I live in New York. I'm going to a quieter place. I live in New York. It's so noisy where I am. I'm just trying to get to a quieter area. I live in noisy New York City. So... I was on the street.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, bless your heart. Okay.
So I got away from all the noise. Okay. So I was calling in to get some advice.
Okay.
Hello?
What would you like to know, my darling?
Okay. I was quiet. Right. So this is what I would like to know. All right. So I just got word. There's going to be, because I'm looking for a job, and I just got word they're going to be a posting for a part-time position, which I'm going to apply for which will help me get into the company that I'm trying to get into. I just wanted to see if you pick up any dates around when this posting will be done.
Okay, let's take a look. Anne, do you want to go first or do you want me to?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay, so let's do this. Yes, I do believe there's a posting. I'm going to go really out on a limb and say around the 9th of April is going to be a very good time frame for you. I do see there's a negotiation for the posting of the job, and I'm going to say you've got a very, very good chance of getting the job. So, yes, you're on the right
Sounds
path
good.
And on the right track. Yes, let's see what Miss Anne has to say.
So, I get this, Miss Stacy, that because we never promise anything, right? But we always sound like we're telling people what to do. But I do, what I hear is your wishes are coming true, and that makes me feel that you have the best potential to get the job. I do really feel you're going to get it. I see strength around this, and I see that there is a little bit of tiny bit of worry for you, and that's the only challenge I can see. But that's also human, right? Because we tend to think about things. Try to monitor your thoughts and try to hold the vision of what you want, right? I can see justice around this, and I love that card when it comes up around the situation that's going to be. It's going to be fair and just for you. That's what that means, right? And you are ready to embark on this new journey when it comes to job. Yes. So I hope that makes sense, Miss Stacy.
It does. And you're right in regards to the worry. This is why I'm worried, because I don't think they even looked at the resume, because when I had a posting, for example, last Monday, and when I applied for it, I applied maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, and they responded back right away stating that the position was already filled. But I think I think it's because of the, it could be the email address that I used. When I sent the resume, I used an OutCloud email address. Technically, a lot of younger people, my nephew was 20, he uses iCloud. So being that I'm intuitive, I feel that they put all the people that sent resumes that have iCloud on it, they put those resumes to the side. That's what I'm thinking. I could be wrong, but that's what I'm getting the feeling of. They did, right?
Maybe. Mm. You know, but it doesn't mean that they are not going to. Maybe they did kind of an easy way to select in the beginning, but I still feel that they're going to review things more carefully because they had to, right? They had to do that. So, and that
that's
is
fine,
going to be your chance.
All right, because I updated my resume. I revamped it completely over with the career advisor yesterday, on Thursday, so it looks even better. So,
good.
Well, keep us
good.
Posted, my dear. Thank you so much. And
thank
we appreciate you,
you
calling
bye.
Back in.
Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks
I
a lot.
Will.
Thank
Trust
you.
Me, bye.
Alrighty. All right, bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. So,
okay.
Let me see. Are you ready for the next one? Yes?
I am. I'm ready when you are. Absolutely.
Okay, so let's go to area code 630, area code 630. Hi, caller, what's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Dion, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Hi, Dion, sorry, I pronounced it wrong. Very welcome. So how can we help you?
Okay, so my inner being is a wealthy person. Like I came from a wealthy family. My dad always had tons of money. It was never an issue. And I, when I separated from my family, I was like forced into poverty and have been making myself back ever, making my way back ever since. And the only reason why I'm not getting what it is that I believe I deserve is because there's a resistance there. And so is it that, like, if I know that I'm wealthy and, like, worth, like, let's say $100 million, why do I feel guilty? Why don't I have it? Do I feel guilty because I know that I'm going to run into people who are homeless? Or, like, how do I align with my inner being knowing that, like, I am wealthy, I'm beautiful, I own a $1.5 million home? Like, I'm not getting what I need to bridge the gap there.
Okay. I understand. Miss Elder, do you want to start or you want me to start?
I can start if you want me to.
Absolutely.
Okay. My dear Dion, let me give you a couple little pointers. The first thing that your guide is telling is that you're looking at what you don't have and instead of what you do. And I think that's what's keeping you back, because it's an everyday of, wait a minute, I don't have that. I don't have the 1.5. I only have this, and I don't have this, and I only have that. This is what I want you to think of. I know you've seen these little doggy and animal videos where you say particular words and the dog or the animal perks up. Like in the videos I've seen is a dog and you say park and the dog perks. You say grandma or treat or anything else and the dog perks up. I want you to consider that the universe feels the same way. So there's certain buzzwords that the universe will perk up at, whether they're negative or whether they're not. So what you've got to start doing now is, because what it is you're very aware of what you don't have. And that's what the universe is saying. Wait a minute. You don't have that because you don't have that. You're very aware, so you must not want to. The universe does not make the decisions for us because there's no emotion involved there. It only is a mirror of what we are reflecting. So the first cards out I have for you is Gemini energy, which is that twin. You've got two different twins. You're in conflict within yourself of what you don't have and not thinking about what you do. You're trying to say, hey, I deserve that. I'm beautiful. I'm wonderful. I have the 1.5 million. And then right away, it's you turn the tables and say, I deserve it, but I don't have it. I deserve it, but this isn't happening. I deserve it, but why isn't it? And you've got to let off that tail. You've got to get rid of the butts. You've got to leave off that tail, and you've got to stay. You've got to just stay with that particularly and go with that and get rid of that twin talking to you constantly and saying, yeah, but you don't have that yet. Yeah, but. And because what you're doing is you're trying to justify within yourself why you don't have what it is that you deserve. And you already have it. What you have, what is there is already yours. You just now have to start claiming it and forget about not having it, because that's what's keeping you from not having it. I know that sounds a little circular, but you've got the Wheel of Fortune here. And your everything that you want is really about ready to chase you down, literally about ready to chase you down. So if you can just, you're kind of stuck right now at this threshold. You just need to move yourself one step across that threshold and start claiming it and not justifying why you don't have it yet. Some things will happen overnight, some things won't. So you're going to have to just rely on God and God's universe and his perfect timing. And believe me, you're going to have all of everything that you want and more. It will be unimaginable. You'll have more than what you can even imagine. Let's see what Anne has to say before we run out of time there.
Exactly. So
Thank you. Hi,
Miss Dion. I fully agree with Zelda, because it is the how our universe works, right? When we want to be in alignment with things, first of all, we are all unique and we have our own way of reaching what we want, right? So it's not always that we do fit into something that 100 people did before us. I mean, in the practical physical world, right? So another thing is that we are going to be a match to that which we are attracting. It may sound harsh, but it's actually the same thing for everyone, right? So when you have that duality within you, you are, that Miss Zelda talked about, is really important, actually, because you already set the terms and conditions on it, and you set the framework. You say, I don't have it, and then you are focusing on the lack part of things rather than feeling that, okay, maybe I'm not 100% satisfied with what I do have right now, but I can feel gratitude for what I have, right, because I have it. That's how you're going to work on your vibration so you can attract it to you. And I agree with Miss Zelda. I think it's going to go faster than you think, because it's already in your energy. But you just need to make that last part, to get rid of those words that you're telling yourself, there's a lack here because I don't have that. I don't have that, right? And we don't mean to be harsh with you, but we try to help you to move forward. Because when we are believing something, check your belief system about it and check your thoughts and what you are saying. So what you are saying, expressing, how you think about things, what you do really believe, it's going to reflect. It sounds very simple when we are saying it, and it is a little bit of a process, right? But as far as you are aware of what you're saying, that is, yes, awareness is great. Awareness is fantastic. So I do feel that it's going to be better for you than you think in a little bit, but you need to monitor your thoughts and you need to believe that you can. Because if you don't believe, you already set the framework. I don't know if that makes sense, Ms. Diane.
Okay, it does. I wasn't sure if I was just being, like, feeling guilty about being wealthy or what was going on. So, I mean, but that's why I call, because I need guidance. So thank you
well,
for your
yes.
guidance. You're not being harsh.
You're
being
welcome.
Real.
And if I can just interject, and then we have to move on to our next callers, and that is you're being hard on yourself. You're being hard
yes.
on yourself. I'm going to give you an easy solution to how you can do this, and that is if you can think it about, you can thank it about. So when you get up in the morning, you start doing this. Oh, I'm just so thankful that I have that mansion. Oh, I'm just so thankful that I can look out this window and I'll have my view will be so much better. Phew, I'm so thankful that I can look at my bank account and I can see that $100 million in there. You've got to believe what you're asking for, and right now you don't believe it. So that's where you're having a problem. So just start thanking about. Thank it about. I'm just so thankful. I did that with a dishwasher, and I know that sounds really weird, but I did that with a dishwasher. It took me a week to get a new dishwasher gifted to me. And I
yes.
would wake up, well, I'm just so glad I have a dishwasher. You can do this, my dear Dion. You can do it. Okay, so
we have
a new caller. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
What do you want to say?
Yes, I just want to add something very, very quick here. And yes, don't be hard on yourself either, because no matter what, you deserve to have, because there is enough for everyone. We don't need to feel guilty because we sometime in our life had something. Please don't do that, because you are worth it, right? That's the only thing I want to say.
Absolutely.
So let's...
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Ms. Dion, okay? Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for calling, Dion. Alrighty, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. So, yes, please. We have one more caller here. We need to do it quite
yes.
fast. I think we have 5 minutes. We have area code 775. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from? Hello?
Hello. To you beautiful ladies, my name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy. How are things
How
going?
Are you?
Well, quite swimmingly. Thank you for asking. Our lease is up,
And I put down a deposit on apartment number 317. And I talked to Samantha this morning. She didn't sound very friendly, but Jonathan was a lot friendlier. And she said we also need to include an application for beloved Brandon. He is my nephew, about 28, and he's autistic, and I love him. Care of that. She said the manager will be in the office on Tuesday. Are we going to be approved to move into apartment number 317? Will we be comfortable and happy and be successful in vacating our apartment on the 30th day of this month?
Let me take a look. Miss Ann, do you want to go first or do you want me to?
I can start this time. I promise to be fast.
Okay.
And I'm so sorry, Miss Wendy, we need to be fast today. I have a feeling. First of all, I do love the number. It's 317, right? That's number 11 in numerology. That's a master number. That's an exquisite number, first of all. So I have a feeling that you see a new home. That's what they are telling me. This is wonderful. And I think that you have had your battles and things through this. I do feel that you're going to end up in that place and that you're going to be happy. That's what I see. So let's see what Miss Zelda has.
Wonderful.
I do. I also feel and see you've got two indicators here that you are moving towards something better. There's a new beginning, a benevolent new beginning for you. And it's because of a choice that you are making. And also, you've got very grounding energy of a Virgo here. So you're working through this as grounded, hopeful, new, and happiness. Well, I mean, that's a given because you have made it through. You've really gone through a lot. And you've actually, by all intents and purposes, have come through pretty quickly. So this looks very good, my dear. Yes, I do believe it's a formality, that is a application request. I do see you moving. I do see you moving.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I preferred a place called The Orchard. My sister didn't. It's not that much further, but hopefully that would be a safety net for us, that if something happened, we could move to the Orchard Apartments.
Well, be careful of mentioning any names, okay, my darling, because this is going out to 76 countries, and we have thousands of people listening right now, so we would want you to be safe and not give out your location.
Thank
but
you.
But I do feel that this is a very good safety net for you. This is it. It's a matter of just time and formality, but yes, you will be moving. And we thank you as always. We are going to have to go because we have to say goodbye to everyone. And thank you again for calling in, Miss Wendy. We appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you. And I wish they could make the apartment available even on the 29th. Is that a possibility?
It's possible.
Okay.
I think if you can, you know, once you get through the formality of the application process, they know that you're eager. I think it can be worked out if the apartment building is open. I think they'll be open to it.
Wonderful. Well, God bless both of you, and thank you.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Thank you. God bless
you
too. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
So, Miss Zelda, I think we are actually wrapping it up, right? So can I have my announcement?
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
So
please have your announcements, please. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. You know, I'm crazy about the announcements. No, I'm just kidding, everyone.
Yes,
so
you are.
No. we want to thank you all for listening and calling in, and we are going to be back next Saturday, April 8th, and hold the horses. We're going to have open lines just for you. So let's talk more calls, right? And I think that that's about it from me. Next week, we're going to be here on the radio as well. And we have announced that we are planning to move on to our Facebook and YouTube, so we are going to go live from there so we can reach more people and interact with you in a better way also, right? We had some requests from people to actually see us. I'm not very fond of that either, but that's okay. We're going to go live anyway. So, beautiful Miss Zelda, do you have anything you want to tell the listeners before we end the show?
I just want to say thank you again to each and every one of you. If it weren't for you, Angel Ann and I would not be here, and we enjoy you so much. We thank you for your everlasting support. We can't wait to bring you the new and improved show that we have, and I just wish you a big blessing for this up-and-coming week, and I want you to have a good rest of the weekend, and don't fall for any pranks out there, even though April 1st is almost over for many of you. It's still not over for some. So be good.
No.
Be good now. Don't be going out there, but no, I know you will be. Anyway, so thank you so much and be blessed. We appreciate you.
Yes. I actually am thinking about a payback. I'm just kidding. Because I had a prank coming to me today. But anyway. So thank you, everyone, and I say love, life, peace, and joy to all of you. Bye.
Yes, indeed. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Psychic Secrets Radio Show today. We love having you here. Don't forget, you can reach us directly at www.psychicsecrets.com. Psychic Zelda Kelly, Extension 11, and Psychic Angel Ann, Extension 16. Join us next week when we'll be back with more interesting topics to discuss. Have a great week. See you next time.